It's time for Wealth, Preservation, and You with your host, estate planner, CPA, and tax attorney, Connie Yee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. Today is March 3rd, Saturday, and we are here every Saturday at 12 o'clock live to answer your questions regarding estate planning, tax planning. So most of us, we all have fire insurance, but most of us never experience a fire in our lives, but 75% of us don't even have a plan set up for one thing that no one can escape. One day we're all going to pass, whether we decide to leave a legacy to our children or leave uncertainties to our children. It depends on our actions today. Welcome to our show again. The show's name is Wealth Preservation and You. If you, this is the first time you tune in. I am the host, estate planning, tax attorney, and also CPA. I am a practicing attorney in the Bay Area, and I've been doing it for about 8 years. I have different offices throughout the Bay Area. So I see clients during the week and sometimes on weekends. And today is Saturday, usually is my time to kind of connect with the public and share all my experiences, the things that I see in the prior weeks, maybe some of the pitfalls when I see people do incorrectly, and maybe I can share those experiences with the listeners so you don't make the same mistake. And that's the purpose of the show. And I'm here to answer your questions live, and I don't charge for the call. The toll-free number here, it's 800-516-1220, 800-516-1220. And today we're going to talk about some pretty interesting things. As you, most of us know, the six-time Grammy winner, Whitney Houston, passed away last year. So now, as time, a little more time goes on, some of her estate information has unfolded, and I had done a little bit of research, and we will talk about maybe some of the things that she had done, maybe some of the things that she had not done, and maybe she should have been doing it, and what are some of the problems that we will see in carrying out her estate. And also kind of related to it is the competence issue. If you have a aging parent or a family member or spouse that are deteriorating, when is actually the time to become call somebody that is incapacitated? So whether someone actually have the capacity or competence to write a will or change your trust. So I will give you some examples or what you can do if you still want to change your will, but your tax attorney, your estate planner is not willing to do that for you. Maybe so you can take some extra step to prove that you are competent to still do that. So let's go back to the Whitney Houston story. So her will had recently surfaced. Still, everybody is speculating, and looks like the will naming her daughter is the sole beneficiary. As some of you know, she's only 18 years old. It does not have any type of provision in there to provide for the child when she can get the money or who's going to manage the money for her. And because she's 18 years old, she is entitled to the money. Obviously, she's probably too young to handle the money herself. And looks like maybe someone in the family or friends will have to petition to the court to get a hold of her money, her daughter's money. So that comes a bigger issue, who's going to do that. If the child's father, Bobby Brown, has the right to do so, or Whitney Houston's family has the right to do so. And it was interesting because in 2008, Whitney Houston's stepmother actually sued Whitney Houston for her father's life insurance. So the stepmother actually claiming the father passed away, the life insurance was named named Whitney Houston as the beneficiary, but the stepmother claimed the life insurance, the purpose of the life insurance actually was for paying off a mortgage, which actually that mortgage was holding, was held by Whitney Houston. So that came into a concluded, the court did find Whitney Houston should get the mortgage amount, and because she was named as the life insurance policy, and she should get the money, not the stepmother. So that seems like a right decision. If you name somebody as, if you put an individual name on your life insurance as the beneficiary, that person will get the money. Even sometimes I do hear people say, you know, I put this person as the beneficiary, but I told this person to use the money to do this. You know, I have a child that it's under 18 years old, and I don't want to give the money. I don't want to write my child's name as the beneficiary of my life insurance, because then I know the child will get it when he or she become 18 years old. And so I put my sister as the beneficiary of my life insurance, and I told her, I gave her instruction, she needs to use the money to take care of my child. Well, that doesn't quite work. If you put somebody, an individual name, on your life insurance, that person gets the money, and that person has no obligations to carry out your wishes. So that you need to be very careful on life insurance. So if you have a minor child, and you have a trust set up for that child, you need to actually name the life insurance beneficiary as the trust, so that way the proceeds of the life insurance will come in the trust and will be carried out according to the terms of the trust. And hopefully in the trust, you will have the provision to provide, you know, health maintenance support for the child until the child gets to a certain age, for example, 25 or 30. So that's generally what happened on the life insurance. So go back to this particular Whitney Houston's estate. We are not aware of any trust or life insurance trust or regular trust that has been completed. At least it's not surfaced yet. Time can tell, and we're still early in the stage, and still in March. But it's not very surprising that she didn't have a trust, because a lot of times celebrities are really busy, and a lot of times they don't have the time. They don't want to take the time to finish their estate plans. And because it does take a lot of hours of the day, and also they are involved in a lot of decisions that they probably don't want to even think about, so they put it off. So some of the very main a lot of the celebrities and stars who passed away don't even have a single will. They don't even have a simple will to set up. So some of the example I was searching through the web, Bart Marley, he didn't have a will. Jimi Hendrix, they didn't have a will. So that actually would create a lot of issues when the heirs have to carry out their wishes, and if they know their wishes. So later on, we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at why celebrities, some of the maybe challenges, not just only to celebrities, maybe people that have complex family structure or high net worth clients, why do they sometimes fail to set up a plan. Again, my name is Connie Yee. You listen to Wealth Preservation and You. We'll come back very shortly. And you're listening to Wealth Preservation and You, AM 1220 KDOW.
We asked women how they felt about getting older, their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-498-5971 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-498-5971 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-498-5971.
For the millions of people living with COPD, catching a breath is a real struggle. COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is also known as chronic bronchitis or emphysema. COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S., and it took my uncle. If you're 35 or older and have ever smoked, you might be at risk, but there are steps you can take to improve your symptoms. I'm Michael Strahan, and I drive for COPD. Join the movement at driveforcopd.com. Take our five-question screener and talk to your doctor.
Hi, this is Rob Black. On my radio show, I give you financial advice to help you create wealth for retirement. However, not everybody succeeds in saving enough for the golden years. If you're house rich but cash poor, I strongly recommend that you call Mr. Reverse, Ray Fry. You can do a reverse mortgage to use the equity in your home to live comfortably. He's a certified senior advisor, a specialist that only does reverse mortgages. I've worked with Ray for years, and I trust Ray to help you. Call him today and get an expert explanation on how the program works and exactly how much money you can get on this government-insured loan. Call 888-345-6778 or go to his website, MrReverse.net. That's MrReverse.net, or 888-345-6778. Security One Lending, NMLS Branch ID 98161.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee, AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, and hopefully you're enjoying a little bit of Whitney Houston sound. Just in case you just tune in, we were talking about Whitney Houston's estate earlier. So right now, basically, it's still early on, still early stage of what we know about the estate at this time. Only the will has surfaced. And the terms of the will is not very clear yet. And just for some of the listeners that are not aware of, actually the will, if somebody passed away, the will actually gets the file with the court, and it becomes a public record. And so very soon, once the executor, we don't know who the executor is on her will, that we'll have to file the Whitney Houston's will with the court. And then by that time, we'll know a lot more detail, but as of right now, we only know that she named her daughter as the sole beneficiary, in which we all know she's just barely 18 years old and possibly have some issues with drugs. But so having her getting a hold of this probably millions and millions of estate is not such a very good idea. And also there's some disputes over, some speculation how much the estate is worth. Obviously, it's going to definitely worth millions, because now a lot of people will buy her record, and the estate it's going to worth at least 7 figures. They have no idea at this time, but minimum of 7 figures. So just a reminder, this year in 2012, the estate tax exemption amount is just a little over $5 million. It's 5.12, including some of the inflation amount. So the estate most likely is going to have to pay some estate tax, and that estate tax will have to be paid within 9 months after the date of death. So that is some very practical issues that we will have to kind of follow on how everything will unfold from now on. So also celebrities always, you know, the death of a celebrity always brings up this estate planning issue for a lot of people. Years ago, actually, we have it's our textbook study for the case for Anna Nicole Smith. That was a big case for estate planning purposes because it was very, very complex in that case. She was still alive, and she was fighting with the husband, you know, her husband's son on how much she can inherit. Unfortunately, during that time, she passed away, leaving her son to continue the fight. So it was a pretty nasty fight over a lot of money. So that was a case that's still probably going on. We kind of lost track, about that case. But it was a very good textbook case for a lot of the celebrity or high net worth clients that start thinking about it. But we were discussing a little bit about sometimes it's very hard to put an estate plan together for people that actually have very complex family structure or very high net worth clients. And some of the challenges that I see is, for one, usually they have a lot of assistance for them and things are done for them, and they don't really want to devote the time to do it. And also there are a lot of very difficult decisions they have to make. Who are they going to take care of? Who are they not going to take care of? Who's going to get a hold of their money? Who's going to manage their money? And it's not something that you can accomplish in a lunch meeting, unfortunately. It takes a lot of time and effort to, you know, write through, to have the attorney to present all your possibilities, all your options, the consequences of each option. And there are some difficult decisions the person has to make. And a lot of times people just postpone that decision until it's absolutely too late. And also I see a very difficult challenge is, and I actually have that just yesterday, and it's very common. It's very, very common. I get that a lot, is one spouse or maybe the children of one spouse. I always usually happen with different marriages, two marriages, three marriages with different sets of kids. And, you know, what the children of one spouse would contact me and say, Mom and Dad wants to amend a trust or write a trust, then I would usually say, okay, you know, thanks for contacting me to do it, but I do actually need, if Mom and Dad is married, I need both of them to come into my office, and we need to discuss that with both spouses. And sure enough, then I usually get a pause, and then they would say, well, my mom doesn't really want her husband to know what is she doing. You'll be surprised how many people actually don't like their spouses that much. It actually does happen a lot. So you have one spouse wants to do something or want to leave all his or her estate to the children, but excluding the spouse. It's a very difficult situation for attorneys to be involved, estate planning attorneys to be involved. We're living in a community property state. So unless we can have a very good picture of what are community property and what are separate property, and people have sometimes not a very good picture of what is community property and what's separate property, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago on this topic, and it is really hard for one spouse to do the estate plan without involving the other spouse, because what happened is, if the one spouse is doing all the estate planning, doing all these things without telling the other spouse, when the spouse that is doing all this work pass away, then the truth will come out. Then the other spouse, the surviving spouse, would have a big surprise of, oh, I didn't even know you have estate planning. Or I didn't know you have all these trusts or wills has been complete it without my knowledge, and most people get upset with that, and they would want to fight. And it's very, very common that we have, you know, children of one spouse who's deceased now fighting over the assets with the stepmother or stepfather. Okay, so that is one issue that it's preventing people to move on. And unfortunately, I tell clients there is no shortcut about it. There's no a short way to accomplish this. You have to do what you have to do in order to get it, get the work done. Otherwise, you just have to leave, you know, you leave the uncertainties to the kids or your spouse to figure this out, and which usually is not a good picture of what is going to happen. When we come back, we're going to talk about competence issue, whether your parent or your parents still have the competency to change something, to change the trust or change the will. Again, you're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. We are here every Saturday at 12 o'clock, and our call-in number is toll-free 800-516-1220. That, again, is 800-516-1220. And if you have any questions regarding the topics of any shows that we talked about, the past shows, or if you thought of something during break and you want to send me a quick email, that's fine too. My website is connieyelaw.com, C-O-N-N-I-E-Y-I-L-A-W.com. You're listening to 12 a.m. 1220 KDOW. We'll be right back after a short break.
Have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-706-8022. That's 1-800-706-8022. 1-800-706-8022.
We are mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/cognos.
Price assumed a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Penpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code MEN. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code MEN.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee, AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here Saturday at 12 o'clock for 1 hour to answer your questions about estate planning, and tax questions that you have. If you have any income tax questions, it is tax season, so if you have any question or you're doing your taxes on your own and you run into some questions that the software or you're doing it online have a question that you don't know how to answer, give us a call. The number is toll-free, 800-516-1220. Again, that number is toll-free, 800-516-1220. And the show is actually designed for listeners like you to let us know, or let me know, what type of topic you'd like to hear. And feel free to give me a shoot me an email. And my website, you can actually send me an email through my website. My website is connieyilaw.com. It's CONNIEYILAW.com. It's connieyilaw.com. And I do have post weekly blogs on my website. And usually they are very good, offer very good information about the current issues, current tax issues, and current law changes in related to the probate or estate or trust area. And earlier we were talking about Whitney Houston's estate, and obviously when if we have more developments through in the future weeks, I will definitely bring that to the show and keep you updated as what's happening. And so earlier we were talking about competence issue. A lot of times I would actually get a call from clients, or usually it's the kids. It's either a daughter or a son call my office and say, mom and dad wants to change something. And I would say more than half of the time is you will have maybe one spouse left. Most of the mom and dad is living alone right now. And maybe mom and dad's spouse who already passed away maybe has some other kids too, like from the prior marriages. And sometimes usually the first thing I ask is, how old is your parent? How old is the person that wants to amend the trust or write a trust sometimes? And we all living older these days. Actually, before, if you think of Social Security, you can take Social Security at 60, 62, 65. And years and years and years ago, that is old. That's considered old. 65 years old now is not old. 70 years old are not old. I do trust administration as well for people that passed away. We have to administer trust. And I would say most of the death certificate that I see these days is 90 and beyond. It's 90, they're 90s. So sometimes when I get a call and said, well, mom and dad wants to amend the trust or do a trust, and I ask how old is your parent, and they say, well, 70, around 70s, I feel pretty good about it. I usually say, okay, just, bring your parents here. And I still need to talk to them. I can't really take what the daughter or the son is telling me what to do. And there are some estate planning actually would do that. But under our ethical rules, whoever we are drafting the documents for, so that means whoever is signing the documents, is actually our client. So not the kids. If we're drafting a will for the parent is actually my client, and I have obligations to the client directly, not to the kids and not to the beneficiaries. So usually I can't have them come in, and sure enough, sometimes I would get a call and tell me that the parents are 85 and they're not able to come into my office, or 89 or 90. And I have to either go to their house. And so that usually it's a little alarm to me that I need to inquire a little bit more about the mental status of this potential client. There's a very recent case in California law, and it's very interesting, actually. The facts of this case was very interesting. But the case was actually for us to read about competence. What is the competency required to write a trust or write a will? It's actually not a lot. You don't have to have a lot of competence to write a will, believe it or not. And the case was about a father. Well, the case is between the parties, or between the the father's children versus the stepmother. And actually, it's not even the stepmother. Actually, it's the father's companion. They were not married. But the kids, just a little background on the case, the companion is actually having an affair with the father prior to the mother passed away. So obviously the kids don't really have a good relationship with this person, with this lady. And what happened was the stepmother, kids were suing the stepmother for some of the properties that the father had gifted to her during his lifetime. And apparently at that time he was already have a dementia. And later on you will see, even if somebody has dementia, they still have the capacity to do things, to change the will and change the trust. So bottom line is that case determined we don't need a lot of capacity to write a will, as long as it makes sense. You know, obviously it makes sense because even though all the kids don't like the companion, the person, the name is Paula, and I can actually disclose that because these are all public records. Paula actually was having an affair with his father prior to the mother passed away, but they lived together for a long time, long period of time. So the court did find the father had the intention to make the gift to her. So therefore, that gift is good, even though he had dementia. Now, the court is we only look at the intent of the decedent. So a lot of times why we have to go through court to fight these things over, it's because the person actually wrote the document or did certain things, that person is no longer available to talk to us. So a lot of times we have to guess what that person really wanted to do. So as long as you can prove, or the person actually receiving the gift, they can prove that's the intent of the decedent, then that's fine. Because the court doesn't reason if you did this right or wrong. As long as you have the intent to do so, that's fine. So in this case, it's the same. I mean, even though, yes, morally maybe he wasn't right because he was having an affair, but he's still had the right to make the gift to the companion. So that was a case decided recently to determine that. So now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what if your parents are really in the borderline. Sometimes they miss things. They don't remember things. Or they would miss, you know, doctor's appointment. They would miss dental appointment. And in those type of situation, we really have to maybe get some evaluation from a qualified physician. And we'll talk about that in when we come back. Again, the toll-free number to call in if you have questions is 800-516-1220, 800-516-1220. If you have any questions regarding estate planning, tax, or trust, give us a call. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Wealth Preservation and You with your host, Connie Yee, at AM 1220 KDOW.
Here at AM 1220 KDOW, it's always time to make money, no matter what time it is. Weekday afternoons at 3, make your money whether the markets are up or down with Power Trading Radio, powered by Online Trading Academy. At 4, InvestStock with Steve Peasley is taking your calls and guiding you to profits. Then at 5, Market Wrap with Mo Ansari wraps up the stock and commodities market activity today and the outlook for making money tomorrow. So tune in and drive home a little richer weekday afternoons only on AM 1220 KDOW.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-905-4432. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-905-4432. 1-800-905-4432.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is AAA rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a billion-dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHomeUSA.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee. AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about wealth preservation and you. And today we are, right now we're focusing on the topic of evaluation. You know, does your parent or your, maybe your spouse or maybe, your friend, do they really have the capacity, competence to change their estate planning documents? So let's say, for example, you do, you know, the all the facts, maybe they, you know, your parents start forgetting things, forgetting who you are, or doesn't understand a lot of the things that you, you're talking. And maybe this is a sign that they probably don't have capacity. And because as a estate planner, I obviously don't have the specialized expertise to determine this person, whether this person actually have confidence or not. A lot of times when I see a borderline situation, I'm not sure, maybe, then I would actually have the client to maybe do a evaluation, psychiatric evaluation. It sounds very threatening, but I always tell clients that if you want to do this plan, and that would be the only way to make it a very solid plan. So in case if anybody later on after the client passed away and wants to attack the plan, we've gone through these multiple steps to ensure the validity of the plan or validity of the document. So sometimes clients would go ahead and do it. Now, it does involve some cost to it. You have to hire a physician, a qualified physician that it's that does these type of things, and on a regular basis. Also, they hopefully you will. I always find somebody that could be able to testify if something really happened after this person passed away, and they're comfortable testifying in court about the evaluation they've done for this client. And a lot of times I prepare the client that, you know, it's going to be sometimes a little offensive. The question sometimes, and I don't sit in these exams, but I do know some of the process of these examinations. Sometimes the physician will ask the patient or the client who wants to do the evaluation, what we call a brown back test. So just like sometimes for seniors, it's not that uncommon. They have, you know, over 10 different type of medication that they have to take every day. And a lot of times those medication will have a very major effect on their mental status. And sometimes if you bring all those prescriptions, all those pills to the examination, sometimes the physician that is examining you, they can take a look at all the medication that you're taking and maybe just do some alteration on the medication that will significantly improve your mental status. And maybe you're not able to do that before you go to see the examination, but then after maybe several weeks of maybe altering these medication that you're taking, it's not that uncommon this same person actually will regain the capacity or will have competence to actually do the wills or write, amend the trust. So, and also it depends on what type of things that you want to change. If you want to do a minor change on the trust, let's say if you put, you know, your kids can get distribution of your assets and when they reach the age of 25, and now you want to change it to a 27, that's a very, very minor change. So whether you actually have to go through this type of psychiatric evaluation for it, I personally probably will not recommend that. But if you're making a very major change, and most likely at this late of the stage, most people want to make a major change, then we actually would have to get some type of physician opinion or evaluation to support this. And some of the costs that associated with this type of evaluation, you're looking to spend about either anywhere between $2,500 to $25,000. It just depending on how you want to engage the physician. If you want to engage the physician up front, that the physician will be available for you if this case will go to court, then you're probably looking at the $25,000 because you're really putting down some retainers to get the physician availability to testify at the time that you need them to. So it really depends on what you need, and the range of fees obviously varies a lot. And so let's say if you didn't do it, and now you do have a document, and this document is being attacked, what are some of the things that we generally do to validate this document? Is we actually have to bring in a lot of witnesses. Some of the witnesses obviously could be, you know, a neighbor, not interested person, so not the kids that are suing, or not the the stepmother or stepfather that is suing. So usually we bring in witnesses like CPA. It's one of the one that I actually come into contact sometimes. It's a very good witness because most of the time people view CPAs are they're trusted advisors. They're you know very honest about their opinion. And sometimes if you have a person that you see every day, you really don't see the deterioration of the person, how they are, you know, getting worse, their condition, a mental condition. But CPAs typically only see their client every year. So a lot of times they can see the difference significantly. Maybe sometimes they are starting not to be able to, you know, put together like an organized, a tax organizer from the CPA. They used to be a very good organizer and now they just can't do it. They can't seem to put all the numbers together. Or some witnesses, the very common ones are bankers, believe it or not. A lot of the retirees, they actually go to the bank every day. You know, for one reason or the other, maybe they have coffee. They sometimes have cookies and they talk to the bankers a lot. So a lot of times the banker knows a lot of the family situation, the family conditions, a lot better than, you know, estate planner sometimes. The client don't call me every day to report, you know, what their kids doing to them. But sometimes they go to the bank and they tell the banker what's going on. So those two people typically are very good resources for us to call as witnesses. And when we come back, I'm going to just maybe give a little tip, some tips about, you know, how to approach these type of sensitive issues, who you should bring, if you want your mother or your father has been complaining about certain things and they want to do certain things, what are the things that you should watch for, when you take your mom and dad to the estate planner, estate planning attorney, Again, I'll give you out the number if you have any question or think of any questions during the break. It's toll-free 800-516-1220. And you're welcome to go to my website as well to see what type of law that I practice and what area. There are a lot of well-written information there. And the website is ConnieYeeLaw.com. It's Connie Yee, that is spelled ConnieYeeLaw.com. And just click on the Contact Us page, and you can send me an email directly, and I do read them personally. Again, you're listening to Wealth Preservation and You. I am your host, Connie Yee, at AM 1220 KDOW. We'll be right back after a short break.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Most people blink 17,000 times a day. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, GEICO can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. By the way, during this commercial, you blinked 5 times. I pride myself on my lack of blinking.
Facebook's $5 billion stock offering has Wall Street excited.
They were liking a lot. They were friending a lot.
Experts speculate Facebook could actually be worth $50 billion or more.
The first day when the stock starts trading, I think there's going to be quite a huge pop.
What does the Facebook IPO say about the state of the economy?
The economy is growing stronger. The recovery is speeding up.
Now more than ever, avoiding irrational exuberance. The Bay Area's business leader, 1220 KDOW.
Most businesses fail because of lack of capital. Is yours next? Does your business need $10,000, $50,000, even $100,000 in lines of credit right now? The good folks at Nevada State Corporate Network can help. Don't wait until it's too late. Get bankable now. What would an infusion of cash do for your business? Or more importantly, what will happen if you don't get the cash your business needs? Nevada State Corporate Network has been serving the business community for over a decade, and in that time has grown to be the nation's largest full-service incorporating, tax, business credit, and asset protection firm. They've helped over 50,000 clients like you. They'll make your business creditworthy and bankable fast. Call or go online to check out their incredible written guarantee for your business to have $50,000 in lines of credit. Call 877-330-9288, 877-330-9288, or go to mycorporatelife.com. That's mycorporatelife.com. Again, call 877-330-9288 or online at mycorporatelife.com.
Now, helping you focus on what matters, here's Connie Yee, AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, everybody. I just thought of something when I was listening to the commercial break as Facebook. We were we had a tax seminar, an estate tax and gift tax update seminar yesterday in San Francisco. And Facebook was, of course, one of the very, very top topics for estate planners because, you know what? We're going to have a lot of billionaires very soon here in the Silicon Valley. And hopefully in the summertime, the Facebook will be public, and a lot of the people actually holding stock options, and they will become millionaires and billionaires. So all of the our estate planners in the area are gearing up for that big event. So I thought I'd share that with the listeners. So if you are one of the very fortunate person that is in Facebook, maybe after that you should probably start looking to interview some estate planners, because you will, I'm sure that the sale of a stock will change your entire estate, probably something that you need to review with your estate planning attorney. Just a reminder, I try to remind people when they should actually review their estate plan. Generally speaking, maybe 3 to 5 years is a good idea to take it out from the shelf. I know we usually in my office, I give them a very fancy binder after they complete their estate planning documents. And I'm sure most of the client will take it home and they will put it on a shelf somewhere and probably never even remember to look at it again. So it's always a good idea between 3 to 5 years, you know, to get it out, to maybe take a look at it again. The most fear I have is maybe one of my client, I would ask them, sometimes they call back, and then I would ask them, they said they might want to change something. I said, well, what do you want to change? Who's your successor trustee? And they would say, I have no idea. And that is the biggest fear of my practice. I hope actually all my clients remember who actually they pick as successor trustees. So that's a good idea to pull it out and review that once a while. And also if divorce, birth of a child, you have a newborn, maybe it's time to look at the documents and make sure the documents actually include your new child, in your estate plan. And lastly, sometimes if you move across state line, that's something that you probably should review that again. Also, if you get remarried, that is a major event that we actually have to review your estate plan again if you get divorced and remarried. So we are getting to the end of the hour. If you have any other questions that you did not want to share on the air, you're welcome to give me a call, and I will call you back on Monday when we get back to the office. My office number is toll-free 888-312-6978. Again, that number is 888-312-6978, or you're welcome to send me an email, and you can access my email by going to my website at connieyelaw.com. It's connieyelaw.com. And I practice in the estate planning area, as most of you know, and the tax area. In the tax area, I do mostly tax controversies, tax examinations, and tax litigations. And trust administration as well. If you are administering somebody's trust, your parents' trust, or your friend's trust, it's better to hire an attorney to help you with the paperwork so that you are doing everything according to the probate code of California. And again, we are here every Saturday at 12 noon. I will see you next Saturday. Thank you for listening. This is Wealth Preservation and You. I will see you next Saturday at the same time. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.